Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind here. It is King Mark the First.
And Johnson the Brave.
Excellent. I'm glad that you're falling in line here and realizing that I, now that I self-identify as the king, the intergalactic king of all I survey, that, I mean, there's so many people that are just falling in line with it, and it's really, it's great. It's nice to see. This kind of support for what I self-identify as is wonderful.
Well, this is good.
So, Johnson, we were talking about show prep before we all started here. By the way, let me give you the numbers again, 855-450-3733, and you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Ian is off this evening. You were talking about an entertainment tax that is being imposed on Netflix?
Yeah, I thought we were going to be pre-selling the story, and I might have to drag it out for a little while, but we're jumping right into it, which is fantastic, because I think this news is abysmal. Because as we know, a lot of cities and municipalities like to just copycat one another as soon as they see that something's happening in one place. They're like, oh, well, we're going to do that too! And New Hampshire already has a precedent for a 9% tax, in that New Hampshire has the 9% prepared food tax. Right, and also the hospital. It's like a hospitality tax, right? Because it also applies to hotels.
Yeah, which is pretty common. I mean, there's a sales tax on prepared food pretty much everywhere in the United States, and New Hampshire's no different.
Well, 9% is a lot steeper than
it is, you know, because
than a general, you know, 6% yeah. sales tax.
Well, I mean, there's sales tax varies all over the United States
sure.
for different sizes, but you know, you don't have it on sort of bottles of pop or you know. Other things, plastic crap you buy at Walmart.
What I find interesting about the prepared food tax in New Hampshire is that I think that because a lot of other states have general sales tax, that in New Hampshire, a lot of these restaurants, especially chain restaurants, don't adjust their prices in New Hampshire to be lower. A lot of times what will happen is that a place will adjust its prices slightly lower in order to accommodate a little bit for the tax to make the, you know, prices seem a little bit more even in certain places.
Yeah.
Not in New Hampshire. Anyway. Let's jump right into the story. Chicago. Chicagoans who pay to stream movies and music from services like Netflix and Spotify. So it's not just Netflix, but it's like also play things like Amazon streaming and Hulu and whatnot. Anything in the cloud.
Anything they can text.
Sure. Will now need to fork over an additional 9% for the privilege, as will Chicago businesses that pay to use everything from real estate to court databases online under a decision the city quietly made recently to expand its taxing power. The added costs are the result of a ruling by the city finance department that extends the reach of ordinances governing two types of taxes.
Wait a second. So this hasn't even been voted on by some kind of sort of legislative body or anything like that? That the city council didn't? This is just some taxing organization says, you know what? We should be taxing this too.
Pretty much.
Wow. When the bureaucrats just rise up and, you know, claim to rule you, that's my...
Give me all your money!
That's my favorite part. Because, you know, then you really get to see. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors around government, like we the people have some kind of control because we get to vote in the politicians and all that other stuff. But once the politicians make the law, then the bureaucrats kind of enforce it however they
right.
want. And
your money or your life, see?
This is just evidence. It's a pretty good gangster.
Because I added the word C.
Yeah, there,
right?
See?
Yeah, see? So the added costs, again, are a result of a ruling by the city finance department that extends the reach of ordinances governing two types of taxes, the city amusement tax and the city personal property lease transaction tax.
I'm not even sure what that is, are
you? Yeah, and it extends them to cover many products streamed to businesses and residents alike. The city expects the June ruling to bring about $12 million each year in the latest example of Mayor Rahm Emanuel relying on boosting various smaller fees and fines to try and help close the city's yawning budget hole.
The yawning budget hole.
Wow, I like how they wrote that.
I wish they'd take this tax and stick it right in their budget hole.
Yeah, their yawning budget hole. Companies, apparently that's exactly what they're doing, but anyway, companies will have until September 1st to begin paying the taxes, but the changes allow for them to start collecting them sooner, according to the new rules. Companies that deliver cloud-based services will be responsible for collecting taxes from their Chicago customers, according to the rules, and those eligible to be taxed over a broad spectrum. I would love to see a lot of service say, oh, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, all these different services. We're not offering service to Chicago anymore. Sorry if you live in Chicago. Goodbye.
That's essentially what you've got to do in this, if you can't fight it.
Right.
Here's another thing that could be done is that, businesses like this could just refuse to collect it.
Right.
And they could kind of get together and take the money that they would have spent to collecting it, just sort of funding, city's lawyer operations.
Sure.
Pound the city over and over again with paperwork.
Right.
Because the advantage that governments have is they essentially, they have free lawyers.
Right.
And they can do whatever they want because of that, because you don't want to fight them. Well, if you take the money that you're going to end up giving them and buy essentially your own lawyer service with it and team up with the other people that do it at the same time, then you can, fight them in that way. But it, for whatever reason, that organizational model just hasn't really caught on.
Right. You know, I saw an interesting story on Libertarian Reddit today about large corporations suing smaller governments in, like, third world countries and stuff like that. And just winning and just destroying these. I mean, it was just interesting. I don't think it was a very pro-liberty story, but it was interesting in that it was just talking about how, some corporations were able to shut down, for example, government health regulations because they were just able to just steamroll this country legally. At any rate, I mean, I'm sure that's something we could get back to if I can find that story. But going back to this story, in an environment in which technologies and emerging industries evolve quickly, the city periodically issues rulings that clarify the application of existing laws to these technologies and industries.
Well, we do this all the time. We just we just clarify new taxes into existence.
Yeah.
I wish, this is the thing, as intergalactic ruler of all I survey here, I don't propose to tax anybody for anything. I think that, a good king should be able to pay their own way. And these people, no, they want to, they just believe all your money are us, are ours.
Well, this is from, mayoral spokeswoman, Elizabeth Langsdorf. These two rulings
Who's
are
mayoral spokesperson. I don't understand.
I guess she's a mayoral spokeswoman.
Mayoral, okay.
Yeah, mayoral.
She
is speaking for the mayor.
Got it.
And her last name is Langsdorf, which explains a lot. I don't know. It's just a goofy name, Langsdorf.
Dorf. Okay.
You know, when any part, syllable in your name is Dorf, you can imagine that this person underwent probably some childhood abuse.
I imagine everybody in childhood went under some handled some abuse.
Yes, but some for their name and some for other things. This person was probably abused at some point for their name. These two rulings are consistent with the city's current tax laws and are not an expansion of the laws. That's what this person has to say.
We're going to now charge everybody 9% for watching Netflix.
Yes.
But it's not an expansion of the law.
These ensure that the city taxation is uniformly and fairly applied and that businesses are given clear guidance on the applicability of the city's tax laws and to their operations. And they clarify that the amusement tax and personal property lease tax apply to digital services, which makes no sense whatsoever because digital services are made of bits and not atoms. I shouldn't have done her voice for the clarification. There, because apparently this woman is an idiot. Digital services not made from matter. They don't get charged the same way because they aren't they're infinitely replicable, you know?
Ultimately, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, the government is going to charge you for, you know, doing whatever it feels like charging you for, and you'll put up with it because you put up with it. Ultimately.
Because you have a gun to your head. You have no choice, sucker. See? See? We give me all your money. See? Your money or your life.
You can. You can get, use ProXPN.com, and you can use a VPN to disguise your location, and then you can watch from some location that doesn't have a
Suddenly, Chicago servers are going to be busy.
Yep, indeed. 855, 450 free.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. This live edition, it's King Mark the First.
And Johnson the Brave, or something.
Johnson the Brave, indeed. We were just talking about using a VPN. I wanted to tell you about ProXVPN.
I don't think you're the first King Mark either, by the way.
Or
you just Mark the First of the Edgingtons?
King Mark the First, intergalactic ruler of all I survey.
Okay.
And, you know, having understood that now people can just self-identify pretty much as anything they want, I now self-identify as everyone's king. And it would be rude to suggest otherwise. So, and I really liked it. After getting crowned on the air, I realized this is for me, this crown thing. I like it. So, there you go. You shouldn't just go around crowning people. At some point, they may like it. ProXPN is a virtual private network, and we were just talking about how the city of Chicago intends to impose taxes on people that watch Netflix and a variety of other things that are, services that are delivered digitally. And you can avoid those kind of things with a virtual private network. You can also avoid government spying. You can avoid thieves trying to, you know, get your banking information. You can avoid, corporations tracking your whereabouts and who you are and all those sorts of things with a virtual private network. And ProXPN is one of the biggest in the world. It's a great name, and we're, you know, lucky to be set up with them. They're big supporters of Bitcoin and big supporters of the Liberty Movement.
I made a kind of a flub of the last segment. I said that ProXPN Chicago servers might be real busy in the near future. And it sort of would be the opposite of true. I'd actually like to hear from, if they have Chicago servers, will ProXPN be relocating their Chicago servers? Because then they would have to have, if they have a Chicago server, they'd have to collect taxes on any servers and anybody using their service in Chicago, right? So will they move it? You know, or if they don't move it, would they be collecting these taxes? It would be interesting to hear, how they're dealing with it.
I'm a user of ProXPN, and they do not have Chicago servers. So you can reroute to New York or Dallas or a variety of places across the United States and around the world, Singapore, Netherlands, UK, London, different places they've got servers.
But feasibly, if they're offering a cloud-based service and they have Chicago customers, technically they should be charging their Chicago customers this tax, right?
That's what would happen.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, or that's what Chicago would like to have happen.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. It should be very, very interesting. So anyway, go to proxpn.com/FTL to take advantage of getting a discount of 50% off of the monthly price for the lifetime of the account. It's pro and use coupon code FTL50 to get that discount. So it's proxpn.com/FTL. FTL50 to take advantage. So please, you have more on this article where Chicago's just going to levy a tax for digital movies that are delivered to your television.
According to the finance department changes, the 9% amusement tax, which has mostly been tacked onto tickets to concerts and to sporting events, now applies to paid subscriptions for streamed digital music and to streamed rental movies or TV shows. And for the privilege of participating in games online or otherwise, if the person paying to receive the data is in Chicago. So gaming now as well, apparently.
Okay.
The expansion of the amusement tax does not apply under this new interpretation to music, movies, or games that are bought electronically, such as individual albums, songs, or movies bought on iTunes. So if it's not streamed, it doesn't apply, which, again, doesn't make any sense because these people are out of their minds. Netflix spokeswoman confirmed that the company will pass the additional cost on to subscribers, but said no other details were available. The personal property lease transaction tax expansion also applies to professional services like electronic property databases real estate agents use, court case databases lawyers rely on, and various financial information networks. Alderman Amaya Pawar, 47th, said the tax expansion is a sensible way for the city to hold online businesses to the same standards as brick-and-mortar stores in Chicago. He said the
the claim is essentially we charge some kind of taxes for people going to get rental movies as if anybody does that much anymore.
Right. If they're streamed.
Right.
Not if you buy them and download them.
Well,
if you buy them, download the entirety of the movie, and then play it on your local device, then it doesn't apply. The tax doesn't apply.
So if you buy
Netflix could potentially offer, like, they could get around this by saying, we're going to send you the entire movie first. You're going to have a brief delay. Then once you have the entire movie, then you can play it.
It ends in a brief delay. It takes a while.
Well, sure. It would take a little while to download a movie.
Yeah.
If you have a decent internet connection, it's going to take you 10 minutes.
What I'm saying is the government bureaucrats are saying, and this hasn't even been voted on. This is just an application of the law that the government bureaucrats have whipped up on their own, is that they're saying that, well, since we got to tax people when they got movies at Blockbuster,
right,
and now Blockbuster is out of business.
Right, exactly.
Now we should be able to tax people when movies come through their interweb.
Because we need to drive all the movie businesses out of business.
Yeah, I wonder.
We're not going to be satisfied until we run everyone out of business.
There's no doubt that government taxes and regulation add an incredible burden to doing business, and that we would have more options if people were, if the marketplace would be able to handle more options because there would be more money flowing around.
Right. If people were paying for only the things that they actually use, which if you're not a brick and mortar business, guess what you're using of Chicago's resources? Nothing. Basically nothing. You are using zero resources if you're not a brick and mortar business. So to charge a 9% tax and call it fair is idiocy. These people are morons.
Well,
continuing.
Yeah, I mean, when the government doesn't see it that way, what they say to themselves is whatever, we're just getting
money. We had to have Verizon pay to draw these lines around Chicago, and we had to have the cell phone companies pay these lines, and now we should be able to collect the tax money because they're in Chicago. They're taking up space under the ground.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're claiming all of the area of Chicago as their own, and therefore they can do whatever they want.
We had to pay so much zero money to install these lines. We had to pay exactly nothing. So therefore, we need to recoup that money for the taxpayer. All of the nothing.
You know, when the revenue agents showed up at Porkfest looking to get the vendors to pay money for whatever they were selling.
Go home, scum.
I said, when they got out of the car, I'm your king. And I introduced myself as their king. Right?
Why wasn't that in the video? Well,
because I was there before
everybody else. Oh, come on.
And it would have, like, here I am just arbitrarily claiming to rule them. And they kind of took a brief glance at me and then went on about their way as though, oh, look, there's a crazy man in a rubber crown. whereas, who are these people that have just, who is this organization that are?
That's actually, it's really great for a philosophical introduction for them that you claim to rule them, and then they have to be thinking about that the entire time that people are saying to them, who do you think you are? You got Ian screaming, who do you think you are? Why do you think you can get away with this? Just screaming at them, and it's got to be going through their head, wait a minute, maybe we're the crazy people.
How does the state get legitimacy? Can someone explain it to me? Because they're just, it's not like they're providing, they are providing services, but they're not charging.
Chairman Mao has an answer.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. For those of longtime listeners of the show, you know that I do an interview podcast called The Edgington Post. I just did one today with Cody Drummond, the organizer, the creator of Peacekeeper. It is an app that allows you to get emergency, sort of crowdsource emergency services. So wouldn't it be great if people, your next door neighbors and your friends and family who live near you could find out that you're having some kind of situation and get to you faster than emergency services can? In many cases, this can be extraordinarily helpful. I mean, you know, you're having a fire, the neighbor can come over with a garden hose and take care of things pretty quickly. You know, sometimes the professionals are the ones that need to be there, but it's nice to have somebody there even faster than they can, because they, you know, they have their response times and they are what they are. It's really awesome that if you can get people there more quickly. That's what Peacekeeper proposes to do. It is going to entirely change. If funded properly, it will entirely change the paradigm around the delivery of emergency services and the state monopoly on that and that sort of thing. That's why I like it. That's why I'm interested. You can get involved in their Indiegogo campaign. They've got all kinds of perks over there. Check them out. It's at pk.freetalklive.com. Just go check it out. Just go to the website and see what they're offering, pk.freetalklive.com. This is Peacekeeper 1.0 has already been out. It's successful. It certainly needs some improvements. That's why Peacekeeper 2.0 is on the funding block here, pk.freetalklive.com.
You know, I could see Peacekeeper doing very well if, you know, you start out, you got to start out and get your funding, and you got to get people using it, so you're probably going to have a free version for a little while, but I could see them making so much money on actual physical hardware. Like, if they were to integrate with and get funding from, like, an alarm company, like some sort of a private...
like ADT kind of thing?
Yeah, like an ADT kind of thing where you have a physical device in your house, and then, like, if sensors are tripped, instead of alerting the police, it alerts all your neighbors. And, you know, like... hey, something happened. You know, it just could be, there could be some really interesting ideas around.
Oh, yeah. I think that there's lots of options with it, but obviously it has to get its legs underneath it.
Yeah, and then funding that, I mean, they could make so much money off of, like, almost like an antivirus, you know, like a subscription service or something like that to the Peacekeeper service.
Yep.
Different levels. Anyway, continuing with this story, and what scumbag Alderman Omea Pawar from Chicago has to say. A lot of these companies...
Now, the alderman's an elected position. Up to this point, we've just been hearing from the bureaucrats. And they
get this scum out of office is really what I suggest to Chicago. Get this jerk out of office. This is what he has to say. A lot of these online companies, their whole business model seems to be to get around the tax code. And to me, that's no business model at all, Pawar said. This is a step toward trying to correct that situation and toward making sure that the existing code reflects the realities of the marketplace, something which I know nothing about because I'm a government official and I wouldn't know what a marketplace signal looked like if it stabbed me in the face.
A lot of times, this is the case with people who've spent their lifetime in a government school and then a government college and then go to work for the state. They really don't understand anything but sort of clawing for and demanding money.
Yeah, this guy.
This is crazy.
Give me all your money, see? Here's another one of these guys.
Yep, that's Michael. They're gangsters.
Here's another gangster. Michael Reaver, Vice President of Government Affairs at the Chicago Chamber of Commerce. Oh, actually, no, maybe he's a good guy. Criticized the rulings, primarily in the context of what it means to be a business in Chicago. He referred to Wednesday's increase in the minimum wage in the city and the proposed Cook County sales tax as additional burdens. The Cook County sales tax increase as additional burdens. This is one piece of a whole picture that impacts why businesses would not want to locate here.
Driving business out of the city.
Oh, yeah.
And this has been happening all along. That's why they have the burbs.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, people are going to leave Chicago for sure, and it wouldn't surprise me.
Young people are moving towards cities, though. I've got to hear that much. And
but Chicago.
This is going to irritate young people when they have to pay a 9% tax for just being, watching a movie in the city.
What's the next closest city to Chicago?
What do you mean?
Like, isn't there another city near Chicago?
Well, Chicagoland is this giant metro that surrounds the city. The city is a relatively small area.
Let me ask you this. What's closer to Chicago, New York or Detroit?
Certainly Detroit's pretty close, yes.
I'm just making it's probably a silly and facetious point, but hey. Keep doing what you're doing out there, guys. You government guys, you're doing such a good job. You're going to drive your city out of business, and everyone's going to leave.
Yeah,
and that's what happened to Detroit, and that's what you're going to do.
I'm not sure what people, what young people are moving towards the cities is sort of what the numbers show.
But
they're not moving towards Detroit. I'm not sure what they're looking for when they get there.
I'm looking for a back alley that's dark because they can't afford to pay the streetlights so that I can get stabbed. That's what I look for when I go to a city.
You're referring to Detroit.
Sure.
And the fact that they don't have streetlights in many areas.
And the reason why that is because the government budgets, they can't afford to pay for the services that they're supposed to supposedly offer because you supposedly have some kind of arrangement with them for services, which is ridiculous. Services should be paid for by the people that actually use them, not by a general crazy tax where they have a class of people who go around robbing people. Because guess what? That money doesn't end up mostly paying for services. It ends up in the pockets of bureaucrats. It's just the reality.
Yeah.
These paper pushers.
Imagine the funding model if you went to Walmart and you bought, like, everybody got charged the same thing on the way out.
You have to fill out a 100-page document for every item that you buy.
That too. I mean, you know, it's just the goods and services that municipalities provide, and they certainly do provide them, but they provide them in such a weird way.
Right.
So, for instance, everybody in my town pays basically the same thing for fire services. Some people never use them. Some people, you know, when they don't need a, they've never needed an ambulance. They haven't needed an ambulance in 10 years. There's other people that are getting these services all of the time.
Right.
You know, people that can't control their fire alarms at their house. Oh yeah, it just went off again. I don't know why that thing keeps going off. Well, why don't you do something about it? We got to show up here all the time.
Right.
And they don't get charged for that. In my town, some towns they do get charged for fire alarms that just go off, and they should, in my opinion. But it's just, it's nutty the way that they, that municipalities charge for things.
Right.
It's like they can't figure out how to charge people for the services
they have no incentive to do anything about it. And you think, you know, like for a, whatever, a $10 fire alarm that they just show up if you're going to charge somebody for it or whatever. Okay, we're replacing this for you.
Indeed.
I mean, they could just, and because it's a government too, they can, they've got the gun. They could be like, we're replacing this for you. You don't have a choice. Your fire alarm keeps going off. This is your third strike. We're replacing your fire alarm. Tough.
Let's go to Brian calling in from Chicagoland. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I just have to say that I about 6 months ago, just moved out of Chicago, a small step away to the suburbs, but got out of Cook County. And
are you a young person?
I'm 31, so maybe.
That's still fairly young.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So why are you moving to the cities?
Well,
come on, don't you want to rush to live in crazy rents and huge taxes? What's wrong with you?
Well, those were some strong selling points. But
there are things happening there.
Well, I went because of the girlfriend. I was on night shift, and it was either quitting my job and finding a day job or going there before we moved out of the city. And then I got out of night shift and we got the hell out of the city. So,
right.
I think a lot of young people go to the city really just to be around other young people. To some extent, that's what it's about. This is where I can go and see and be seen and those sorts of things. But once you're coupling up, there's no reason for it.
I think the smart young people are moving to the suburbs nearby. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
Hold on for a second, if you would, please. 855-450-FREE. What services do cities provide so much better than other municipalities? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can go get archives of the show going back for a decade. Just about every show for a decade at archives.freetalklive.com. And we have done a pretty good job of archiving them. And they're free. Pretty much every other show out there, you want old shows? You got to pay for them. It's archives.freetalklive.com. It's King Mark the First with you.
And Johnson the Dastardly. I need to add a new adjective every time.
We have been reading this article about how the city of Chicago is basically going to levy a 9% tax on everybody who wants to watch a Netflix movie. And, you know, I mean, cities try these things out all the time. Well, you know, we'll just demand a tax and then the companies can figure out how to pay for it. This is another thing about, I think it's a violation of the 14th Amendment, which says that you can't, 13th Amendment, you can't force involuntary servitude. So they just say, we need a tax. You figure out how to pay us.
I also wonder if it's a violation of the FCC's net neutrality regulations at this point. Because they're charging for a specific type of traffic. Is there a government
exemption
almost for
always.
Them to tax specific types of traffic? Like, well, the ISPs aren't going to tax Free Talk Live because of what they're saying, but we sure will. You know, like, is that what's next? Is that, you know, the city of Keene will have the Free Keene tax? You know, like, is that, that's going to
whatever
happen?
It is they want to do. Yeah, I mean, it's specific. It's not on people who are, you know, doing other sorts of, watching movies in other ways. So, I don't know. This is, it's crazy stuff, and I'm just kind of wondering why, I mean, it's always cities. Cities are the most statist places. And why, what do people like about them so much? Brian called in from Chicago, or near Chicago, actually, and he's in Chicagoland. Which is this sort of, you know, sprawling, vast area of suburbs surrounding Chicago. So, Brian, what did you have to say about this?
Well, I was just going to say that I did move out. I spent a little over 2 years there and, you know, moved in because that's where the girlfriend was. And I saved her. I rescued her. I brought her out a little bit away. We're both planning to be in New Hampshire and hopefully in about 4 or 5 years. So.
Excellent. Well, we'd... New Hampshire is the home of the Free State Project, which is the idea of getting 20,000 liberty-loving individuals into one geographic place, specifically a state. And the states have particular political powers or whatever, and that people sort of accept for them. And the idea is to concentrate enough people there to be able to make a change. And it's had some success so far. Hope to see some more and hope to see you here. What do you have to wait for? I'm just wondering. Well, I mean, you know, like, different people have different reasons. I'm just wondering what they are.
Well, for now, the planning to have kids, and I have a job with good benefits that could
excellent
the money having the kids, and then for the kids' sake, I'll take them there. And
those are good reasons.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Brian.
No, well, I've heard the last couple of days a bunch of your callers talking about the Confederate flag, and I'd like to just tell everybody
sure.
I've been hanging my stars and bars upside down to send a message to that you know, the Confederacy needs to be restored, and you know, this Davis guy, you know, we're going to run him out of office if he doesn't shape up. And
yeah, I think does everybody know that if you turn the stars and bars upside down, it looks the same?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Exactly. But, you know, I got to send a signal.
We actually recently on the air found out that the Stars and Bars is the actual governmental flag of the Confederacy, and that's different than the Second Virginia Battle flag, which I had always called the Stars and Bars, you know, the flag that's on top of the General Lee and the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, well, I'm you know, I'm sending a message to President Davis, and... you know, he went to West Point, so he's another one of those trained federal guys, and I got to send a message that he better shape up, or, you know, we're going to restore this Confederacy ourselves.
Thanks so much, Brian. Yeah, this the Confederate flag thing really has some people all whipped up. It's interesting. You know, when I was younger, basically the rebel flag just meant rebellion. Rebellion. And I don't think that to many people in the United States that it really means racism. I can understand why it means that to people, but it doesn't mean that to me. I wouldn't fly it because of the reasons that it might offend some people, and I wouldn't want them to be offended in that way. But, it's interesting to see people's their reaction and that sort of thing. I don't think it should be flown outside of any governmental institution, though.
As kind of a laugh, a little while ago, I decided to do like a little art project, and I don't know if you've ever seen the Jamaican flag.
Isn't it green and red and
but it's
yellow?
It's got a yellow X across it, right?
Yeah, okay.
So
it's green and black with a yellow X.
Right, that's exactly. Right. So I thought it was kind of funny. I'm like, you know, that yellow X and the green and black is kind of the same shape as the you know, the stars and bars, the rebel flag. So I just took and added the stars from the stars and bars to the Jamaican flag and kept the Jamaican flag colors and made it the pot-smoking rebel flag, which I think is a lot more PC.
It's funny. I've seen people replace the colors, change out the colors on the rebel flag, and it doesn't do the same thing for me as it does when it's those colors. I mean, it just
these colors don't run red, white, and blue. Yee-haw!
They apparently die.
in droves. Oh, dude, you're gonna get calls. Oh wow.
There's no doubting. I'm a Southerner. There's
Mark
no doubting.
At freetalklive.com.
There's no doubting that the Confederacy lost the war, and it was because of just an incredible amount of
too soon.
You don't have to run to die. You know, it's the colors, I think, that really make it as far as it's what's compelling about it. It's not the shape. It's not the cross or the stars or anything like that. Because it's kind of orangey red. And, yeah, I don't know. Whatever reason, that is a compelling flag, and people like it. And it means a lot to people all around the world. And mostly it doesn't mean racism to people. Right. I can understand why it does, and I'm not saying you're wrong, bad, or whatever if you believe that, but that's, I just, you know, flags are symbols, and you have to acknowledge that a symbol means different things to different people, and it's the same with every flag. All flags have different meanings to different people.
Right.
To me, I'm just not a big fan of flags generally. I think of them as war banners. You know, I mean, all along, soldiers have had wanted something to fight for, and flags and banners have always been those things. Well, I'm, you know, being a Quaker, a peace advocate, I'm of the opinion the vast majority of wars that have been fought throughout human history were a pretty bad idea. They were fought for bad reasons. And, you know, I'm willing to say that there's, you know, some reasons are better than others to fight a war, but, you know, you're going to have to show me. Is this your showing me your pot smoking flag here?
Sure. So that doesn't do it for you?
No.
The colors are just too far off for you?
Wouldn't you just put a big pot leaf in front of your pot smoking flag? I mean, just.
You could, but I like the subtleness of this. It's the rebel flag, you know, with just the Jamaican flag colors.
There you go.
And it looks almost identical to the Jamaican flag other than the stars.
Yeah, it does. Well, I don't know what to tell you. The rebel flag, it's a funny conversation, and I think that it's going to be an issue of contention for some time.
You know, I think
like
the other thing about
get over it, but whatever.
You know, when you make it a Jamaican flag too, it takes all the. You can't say that that's a racist flag.
No.
You know, if it's the rebel flag, but it's all the colors of Jamaica. You can't say that that's racist.
But
it takes away the
I don't think it's going to catch on, man. I'm just sorry.
No,
it doesn't.
I'm not pushing it to make it catch on.
People don't even know what it means when you know, it's like, which flag is that? What country? They wouldn't even know. That's the thing. That's the problem with symbols. They don't communicate enough.
Unless they're a pot-smoking rebel.
But you can't write a treatise of human freedom on a big banner and fly it.
Right, exactly.
People won't get behind it. You have to have something that's you know, that's meaningful in whatever way. So, Ian has a peace flag here in the studio, and that communicates more in my mind than most symbols do. So, I don't know. I like that one.
Although I do think this, I was saying that I wasn't going to push it to make it catch on. But you know what? I'm going to send it to you so you can tweet it.
Well, that's fine. You can put it up.
And send it to the page, and then we'll see what happens.
Excellent. We can put it up on the Pre-Talk Live.
Well,
Facebook
then we can
page.
Really. Then I can be sure that it's going nowhere.
Facebook.freetalklive.com. Are you done with the story about Chicago charging people 9%?
Not quite. I think there might be a little bit more to this story.
Can you give me one more quote?
I think they have taken the existing lease transaction tax and existing amusement tax as far as you can take them, said Michael Wayne, a partner and attorney of the Chicago office and the law firm Reed Smith. He expressed concern that the tax expansion applied in a city already known for high taxes and fees could be enough to push residents and companies to find ways to dodge them, since the taxes will be levied based on Chicago billing addresses.
So what do we do to stop municipalities and, frankly, other government agencies from just creating more and more of a tax burden and driving business over a cliff?
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.